Blog Talk Radio.
We can fight for change with love. Linking up our chains with love. As we worship, so it shall be. Grandmothers, grandfathers, grandchildren's destiny.
Well, it must be destiny, because I think we're live back on air after 3 weeks. Perhaps somebody could give me a sign that you can actually hear me this time. Maybe Gremlin can... I've got a feeling you can, because I'm actually getting a sign. Hooray. Right. Great. Okay. And welcome to the Universal Awareness Radio Show. My name's Linda Jocelyn, and I'm actually your host for tonight's show. And back again after, hasn't it been weird? I mean, and this feels weird also because, you know, in the last few moments, everything had gone down again. And I actually decided to contact Blog Talk Live and see if I could get them right on the line with me as this was happening. And the guy suggested that it could be Skype, that the settings were wrong there. And this is crazy because we've been on the air live for 2 years. And the Skype settings have always been the same. But as you know, we've been sabotaged many times on this show in all sorts of different ways, including actual archives of the show having missing, you know, two or three words that I'm saying at a particular point of one particular issue. It's all been crazy. But this has gone on for 3 weeks. And today I thought, well, the only thing I haven't done is taken my headphones physically into a computer shop and had them tested. So at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, that's what I did. And the guy said, nope, nothing wrong with the headset. Absolutely perfect. And that was the last thing on my list to actually check. So I came back here, checked all the settings, and actually had them all completely working and had sound coming through the headset again. And I'd already done all that over the last 3 weeks, but at the last minute the Skype settings were also changed. So just because I did the live contact with Blog Talk, he actually said check those, and I just went on and those were changed also. So it's pretty mind-blowing how far all of this stuff can go when you know that you're not really totally in control of the computer at all, and anything can be changed on it. I mean, I just find it pretty mind-bending. But here we are, we're back on. And you know, at the time that I was on last, I was talking to Lisa Harrison, and I remember saying to her that what I was actually feeling was that I didn't want to put out any of the information about the Illuminati, about the bankers, about the cabal, and that I was actually feeling the time. I always knew the time would come when I would just stick to the information that I'd personally been given, and that I had the inspiration to pull out of the universal stockpile myself, and that I wouldn't, I knew the time would come when I wouldn't want to be putting out a lot of other people's stuff. And it feels to me like what I've been calling for years, the splitting of the ways, where there is a time that comes where you need to get in your own space totally, even though you've been maybe, you know, leading others to the right places as well for quite a long time. But that where you need to just totally pull it all in, where you're not looking at what's going on for other people. And that, you know, I knew that time was coming. But what also happened was we weren't getting on air. And that's been kind of crazy because it hasn't felt, in a lot of ways, it hasn't felt wrong to me. It felt like almost like last week, it felt like we were being given the space to kind of change how the show goes out, what is in the show, and how I'm actually going to host this show. And it's all very odd, but I have a feeling that this is a huge part of a much bigger synchronicity as well, even though I do also feel that we've been kind of sabotaged, but it's been kind of used in a good way for the situation where, you know, the show was at, where I was at as the host who actually put the show on the air 2 years ago as well. I'm just going to check the can only hear via Windows Media Player. Okay, so it looks like somebody's got a problem with it, but I think everybody else can hear, otherwise I'm sure somebody would have said. So maybe somebody else has got some problems going on there. I think it's Minnie the Minx, don't have it, can only listen through my default player. I don't even know what that means. Oh, yeah, great. So we're getting another confirmation that they can actually hear. So for me, I'm relating to what I'm feeling now, what I'm experiencing as we move nearer to the times that are ahead of us, where you know, the information that I have says that we're joining with the universal energy continuum. And I actually, you know, I was thinking a little bit earlier, what is it I feel? Why do I feel so detached even from being knocked off air for 3 weeks? And I do feel detached about that. And I was just leaving it totally to fate tonight, obviously carrying out actions that I could carry out. But it does feel to me like we've moved to a different position where, you know, some people are not going to wake up, and I've always known that anyway. But this is the point we're at right now. It's a very hard catch up point for people to start from afresh, to start from raw. And I think this is the reason that I feel the way I do. And I also, you know, I can feel like it's almost like an entrainment into another energy. I don't know whether people can understand that, but it's like whatever we're around, whatever we do in our lives, we produce a frequency through that, through everything that we do and everything we think, everything we say. And I know for me, what I've actually done is not only am I not broadcasting any of the information that's coming out of what we're up against out there, but I've not been looking at any of that stuff myself in order to give people an idea of the duality that is happening. Okay, so what actually happens when you do that, and that was a big, big part of my mission in this life, has been to help other people see what was truly going on. But as I said, I always felt like I'd get to the point where that part of the mission would come to an end. And because of that, and because of not going towards that at all, it's pulling my energy into a huge new area. And this is where the feeling of entrainment comes in, where, you know, you feel totally detached about stuff that you're not touching, you're not involved with. And this has happened to me over, even more so over the last 3 weeks. I mean, I'm somebody who's can be pretty detached from any dramas going on anyway, but I almost feel like I've gone into a different rev, a different, it's like firing on, six cylinders instead of five or four. And it's cylinders of a certain frequency. It's energy of a certain frequency. So it feels to me more of the oneness, more of the staying in the now moment. And in right now, in this now moment, I'm in a good place. So why would I bring any thoughts in here that aren't of that quality? And this is exactly where I feel that we need to go right now. And whatever's happening to me is how I run the show, I suppose. So this is where we're going. We're going towards the true knowledge, the information that we have that's been handed down from higher levels within our galactic space, and towards our own experience. You know, our own experience of what is happening to us right here in this now moment. And it doesn't matter what is happening to other people. It only matters what's going on for you, so that you relay your energy out from that point. And what I'm intending to do, I can't believe that I've never done this before, because this all sounds rather crazy now. But I've read many sections of the manuscript that I was given some 20 years ago. The one that I've been putting out for the last couple of years and sending out free to people, you know, as an ebook. And I've read many parts of that out live on the air. And I've been opening it intuitively and just reading what was appropriate for that moment in time. But, and also having read from the first book that was published in a hard copy and sold around the world in 1995. But I've decided that what we're going to do at some point today is I'm going to start at the beginning. I'm going to start at the beginning of the book that was called One and All when they gave it to me. Later, I mean, I was told that at some point that book would go out and would be called The Book of Secrets, is exactly what I've done now. It is different. And but do you know something? I've never started at the beginning and actually put that text out over the air. And I think it's kind of crazy, really. But it always felt right to open that book in a synchronized way, just to be given intuitively what we needed to hear at that time. And now it doesn't feel like that. It feels like we can actually do the whole lot. I'm not saying I'm going to read through the whole of the show, because I'm not. But again, it feels right to do that. It feels that this show, and I've already dedicated my Facebook page to actually putting out information that I have personally been given. A lot of this is to do with, for me, the tipping point was so many new people coming forward with so-called truths that weren't truths, and pictures and dramas and, you know, pictures of what was going on, scripts of what was going on, really a whole lot of false stuff going on. And that the tipping point for me was to see how many people were pulled in. I was mind blown by that they, you know, within weeks they can have thousands and thousands of followers, and it's pure, a lot of it is pure rubbish. A lot of it is purely these people wanting to take center stage. And I know that the real truth information is out there and has been given in a sacred fashion to many people, not just myself. And that there's almost been a takeover bid on the internet over the last few months. It started in about January, really intensely. I mean, it's been happening, you know, over a longer period of time than that, but intensely started in January. And this has made me, you know, pull in, focus, and put my intent on what I know to be true. So I am going to do that. I'm going to read some of that information starting at the beginning, which is rather strange, but that's what we're going to do. But, you know, there was somebody had put on Facebook today, there was this quote from Nikola Tesla. And, you know, one of the most incredible people who birthed on this planet, I would say, and he wasn't treated very well. And this is a quote from him, and it hopefully this will give people who don't totally comprehend what channeling is or where this information comes from or whatever, it might give them another clue as to how this all works, because this is what Nikola Tesla said. My brain is only a receiver. In the universe, there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, inspiration. I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know that it exists. And I mean, I take it from what he's saying there, that when he says, I have not penetrated into the secrets of this core, he's meaning, I think, there that he hasn't gone into the total depths. He's maybe just started scratching the surface of receiving from there, but he truly knows he is receiving from somewhere else. And, you know, with the incredible information and ideas and inspiration that Tesla had, then I just love that quote, that he kind of knew that his brain was just the receiver. He wasn't taking the credit himself, thinking, well, I'm just, you know, I'm just a genius here making this up. And you know, and that's interesting, the words I'm using there, because I'm actually saying genie. You know, I'm a genius, and that's where genie comes from, you know. And I was listening to somebody else, I think it was last week, who was, can't think what this was on now, but somebody was mentioning that the word genius and genie are associated, and that the jinn comes from there. And I know we've had people coming on the show talking about how bad the jinn is, but you know, I think that all may be a misconception as well, because the genie and the jinn is sort of like, you know, it's like other consciousness is how this person was describing it. And that's exactly what happens when you're given information in a way through a channeled source. you know, and from a channeled source coming through you. You're just the channel. You're the receiver of the information. And if you can stand out of the way enough and be in a place within yourself where you let go to this, then you can receive very pure, straight information that can be taken down. And this is exactly what happened to me all those years ago, 20 years ago. I wasn't really looking for this, as I've explained many times. In fact, I kind of would have preferred it at the time if they hadn't given me certainly the first book, which was a lot more information about the changes, the huge changes that have happened over the last decade and are going to be rolling out still over the next, at least, next year, I would say, completely, maybe 13, 14 months. There's going to be more and more changes happening on a physical level. And I really didn't want to be the messenger for that. But whatever I did, it stayed with me because it was part of my mission to do that. So even Tesla is saying that he understood that. He knew that in the universe there is a core from which we obtain the knowledge, strength and inspiration. And how that works, he didn't know either, and certainly nor do I. And maybe that's where we give it the labels. I very rarely talk about where, you know, who it is coming from. I only know that in the early days when I asked, I was given various different archangel names and names that didn't mean much to me then, because I certainly didn't come from a religious background. But later I could align the names with names other people were using, but I didn't know them in the beginning. But who knows why we get given that, or is that to comfort us? I don't even know. I mean, this could be far more scientific than any of us could comprehend possibly at this time. And with the words that Tesla uses, and he's just saying there is a core, and he's saying he's connecting it to the universe. And I go with that. I'm happy with a scientific explanation of most of what I have experienced, and can understand it in that way too. I have a very good left brain as well as I suppose quite an active right side of the brain as well. So there we go. It's interesting times indeed. And I think our strength will come from pulling outside of this planet, pulling information in. And, you know, 2 years ago when I started the program and I actually called it Universal Awareness, I was so aware then that it needed to be linked into the universal system. So it had to be called something like that, because that's where we were going. You know, we have to stretch out. We cannot stay within a 3D dimensional physical world. We are not just that, you know, physical body connected to the 3D world. And I knew that many, many years ago. And that's why I felt like it was really important to have those words in there. And it's becoming more and more important now that we see that we see and connect, reconnect with who we truly are, which is so much more than this physical body. Earlier today, somebody, I see Angel Bright has come into the chat room. She was messaging me saying that she had had this fear of the fifth dimension, because even though she's connected with that and pulls information herself through from that dimension, in no way was she ready to think that that's where we're heading and that we're going to be letting go of the physical. And yet something happened to her, and maybe she'll come online at some point. I'm going to read some of the beginning in the manuscript first, but maybe she'll come online in a bit and explain what happened, because she said she actually did choose to visit the fifth dimension so that she could go through that fear of not wanting to let go of this 3D existence. And she's had some experiences through that. So that could be good to hear from somebody who was experiencing the fear of thinking, oh my God, yeah, we know we are not just this 3D body, but who wants to live that out? You see, and that's That's the crazy thing, isn't it? You will hear hundreds and thousands of people say, yeah, we're more than this physical body. But when it comes to asking them whether they're ready for the peeling away of what this 3D world's all about, the crashing of all, you know, how this society's been set up, and for us to evolve through and live in a way that of those beings that we truly are, light beings that can live with, you know, 100% compassion. In fact, you don't even have to bring that word in if you're thinking 5D, because it's just automatic. You are one. And, you know, to even think about being compassionate wouldn't even come into it, because it's there. It's what you are. You are all one. So it's going to be interesting as we move on in time now, because we're nearly at the end of that cycle. And I feel the pull of it. That's what I was saying by the entrainment. I can feel like it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, I just need to be in the now moment. And as long as I allow myself to be in the now moment and don't get pulled into dramas or whatever's going on around me. And I've certainly seen a few things going on and had a brush with things, but never being pulled into it recently, because the entrainment for me to be staying in the now moment where I want to be is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's overpowering anything else. And you know, what I see is just a little wrinkle on the surface sometimes of something that's happening. And then, you know, it doesn't touch the core. And the core is a really good word to start relating to, with inside yourself. I mean, Tesla's using it within the universe. There is an incredible core of that energy, that oneness, that everything, right? But within us, we have a part of that. And what I feel is like the entrainment in me is that part of me that knows that, that is that, is now connecting in with the major source in another way. I suppose it's, if you wanted to explain it clearer, I would say it's more and more surrender. More and more letting go. I know a lot of guys have trouble with that word, but it really is a good word to use. And it's not surrender to somebody else. It's surrender to yourself, your true self, who you really are. So it doesn't involve any knocks to the ego here, because it's certainly nothing to do with ego. But I know some guys get, you know, shaken a bit around by that, thinking they got to surrender. It's all to do with this. I'm sure it's all still connected with their warring, you know, ancestry, lives, you know, past lives and all of that, because you don't surrender, do you, you know? When you're in a warring faction, you don't surrender. So, you know, it's maybe something that's going to be harder for guys, and it has been throughout this whole journey. I mean, it's been harder for guys to let go to what truly is and who they truly are than for women, because women hadn't built their kind of godlike egos up as far as men had, because we were just trying to get to the average, you know, to feel like we mattered for many, many years, you know, fighting for the vote and fighting for our own stance in relationships and all sorts of things. So it's not as hard for us to be with that word surrender and to welcome that and welcome that state of being. So what am I going to do now is I'm going right back to the beginning of the manuscript, the information that I was given, so that you can hear how they started. How did they start this off? First of all, I'm going to tell you that I was pretty mind blown when they gave me the titles of the chapters, because I wasn't just given the manuscript and then told to section it off. I was actually given these titles first, and this was pretty scary. Part one, the operating of the universal energy system incorporating planet Earth. Part two was the completion of the energy continuum. Part three was ascension of the planet Earth. And part four was holy order. So I was thinking, my God, is this me? I'm going to channel this. I'm going to be able to take this down. Because really, you know, I'd never heard words like that. I didn't understand what they were going to tell me about an energy continuum or an energy system that worked universally. I mean, I'm not that well academically educated. I mean, I'm very well self-educated because I love knowledge, but I certainly didn't have a formal education that could have taken that on board. But what actually happened was I needed to let go to receive it, and that's exactly what I did. I'm going to start now with the operating of the universal energy system incorporating planet Earth, and just read a few pages of this, because this is how they wanted it to be read as a book. This is the start of the book. Firstly, we will be addressing much of the known information that has been within the sphere of your planet Earth. This information will have been a part of the history of your planet Earth. Much of the information was given before this century to those who were then connected to us. Much of this information was given in order to prepare the way for this time approaching now. We begin with the idea that the cosmos is not the only galactic space that has been occupied. The idea that there are other species of beings that occupy certain areas of the space continuum has been with you for some time. Much of the information on this subject has been given through the creative ideology. It has been necessary that the ideas were given so that the idea of man being alone within this universal space was not completely accepted. If accepted is the right word, then we will now be able to give you the answers to many of the questions that have been asked during the last century. The words that are used during your inquiring sessions are very much lacking in understanding. You will never understand the universal energy system if you do not first understand that we speak of time and energy. We are speaking of a system that when we speak of time and energy, we are speaking of a system that does not align with your present understanding. This energy continuum is vast. It does not fit in any box. There is no box that could ever contain such a system. Therefore, the energy system will never be fully understood by the logical side of your brain system. We must first introduce you to an understanding of different dimensional states of being. There was first an understanding of oneness. This oneness allowed the mind to become fully cognizant of different energies and time divisions. The divisions of which we speak are vastly different to the divisions that are now spoken of in connection with time frames. For some time now, there has been energy beings that have become a part of the planet Earth and her energy entities. These beings will be with you until the planet Earth ascends. If we do not give you these extra beings, then you will not be able to tap into the higher dimensions of thought. Each being that has been assigned to the Earth plane will be present with a particular type of energy. In this way, we are able to clear the energy fields of the planet and the human beings that reside with her. Each being will be contactable. If you are desirous of a particular energy to assist any of the work that you are doing, then you can call upon these beings to help you. They will respond when you ask of your higher self. If your higher self is sufficiently attuned, then you will receive the help that you require. These states of grace exist for each and every one of you. Please call upon these energies to assist you. You cannot now approach the changeover of the planet Earth to a fifth dimensional field without the help of these beings. Every time that our energy is being brought consciously to the Earth plane by a human being, then we are one step nearer to the completion of the divine plan. It is consciousness in action that is required in order to make the pathway secure and less treacherous for those that will follow. There have been many different ideologies put forward through the channeled information that is being given to your planet, but we must add that there has also been much adulteration when this information has been passed from one mouth to another. Each person upon your Earth plane has what we call hard of hearing syndrome, which will ultimately cause much chaos and intrusion of misconceived ideas and plans. If we are to continue with this sort of discord, then we will begin to throw away our gentle approach and begin to use much more upsetting ways to wake up the mass of society. There must be a certain obedience to suggestion. We are not clear ourselves on why so much undivulged information still lies sealed within the chambers. The information of which we speak has been given countless times and in countless ways, but does not seem to have been given the limelight that it deserves. But other information, which was not so much for the mass of society, has made headlines in the new age. We are aghast still at the misunderstandings. You have been given only another couple of years to allow this information into the mainstream. Now, you've got to remember here that this manuscript was given quite a while ago, so the kind of timings on it are not going to sound totally in line here. And they're saying that for the main line there, the mainstream, there was then only a couple of years. Well, I actually channeled this 20 years ago. And I don't know. I mean, we do know that things change over a period of time. But they have said that the main gist of all of this information, you know, is still correct. Many more star-seeded ones must take up their positioning before it is too late. But, you know, the interesting thing is when I started talking today, I was talking about the fact that I feel like we've got to a certain juncture now where those that know nothing and are stone cold on all of this are going to have an awful big job of waking up and actually activating in time. But I may be wrong on everybody on that, you know, who is still asleep. But I think for sure there's something to be said there that you can't just, if you've spent your life totally connected to the Matrix and totally asleep and robotic and not knowing anything else, it would be pretty difficult at this point. The ultimate course, and this is really interesting because I don't remember how this first chapter starts. I don't have it in my head. I received it and it came through me as a channel, and I completely not remembered this bit here, and it's something that I was talking about before I started opening this manuscript. The ultimate course of action is one of complete surrender. So this makes sense to me now, when I was saying to you that I feel like my surrender is becoming more and more complete in the days that have gone on in the last month or so. Do we make ourselves clear? You are not surrendering to another entity. You will be surrendering to the soul, your soul. We do not require your souls to surrender to us. When you surrender to your soul, then we are all connected. So that puts that into much better wording than I gave at the beginning of the show. So we're definitely on the right track here. During this time ahead, there will be many different energy forms that will become known to you. These different energy forms are in various dimensional states. Some of these states will be so different to those of which you are presently aware that we will begin to give you warnings these times ahead so that each stage can be approached gently and without shock. For some, this will be a time when every dream of which they have ever dreamt will come true, with a true manifestation of other beings and other energy forms. We speak now of those dreams of which true dreams are made. We do not encourage you to dream of monsters. These are your own fears. We encourage you to dream of those things of which your soul is made, of light and love and angel dust. During this time when the energy of the earth will become entrapped into the universal energy system, then you will see that entrapment is the only thing you have ever desired. Entrapment into the light of the land of light and love in its purest sense. You have become entrapped into many things, my dear friends, but never before into the land of light and love. Does it not sound like another new Hobbit story? But this time you will not meet with the Ring of Power. You will be the Ring of Power. We have not given you the creative inspiration just for your amusement. Many of the great authors that have brought forth these wonderful stories have completed their missions well. This time we have no authors of stories. We have only authors of the truth. There is no time left to learn through the fairy tale. We are beginning to teach you direct through the understanding of the higher principles of the universal energy system. There will be no myth in what we present, only 100% holy truth. We will not deal in fiction, although from time to time we may jest with you as part of our interplay. We are aware that some of this information will indeed shock your systems, but we will be adding our healing energy, sometimes in the way of light humor, in order to assist your passage. You are all students now who must sharpen your pencils, adjust your hearing, and allow only the truth to come from your lips. You will feel as if the universe has opened up and swallowed you if you carry on adulterating what you hear and changing what you really wish to say. You must adjust your hearing to the sound of the vibrations that are really calling you. You will become aware of when you need to listen and when you do not. If you become more aware of the higher frequencies, then you will understand which sounds are resonating with the information that you require and which sounds are just resonating for the sake of resonation. Conversations are not only useless when they are meaningless, but are wasting valuable time of which you have very little left. We are quickly approaching the time when time will be no more. There are many dimensions of time and very few areas of which you are adept. We are here to retrain those of you who are willing to learn. You do not need to learn how to be human beings. You're well aware of the pitfalls. You must now learn to become beings of light. When you become students, first you will need to attend school. This school does not have opening hours. We will be available for you any time, any place. We do not give restrictions. This will be the first school that you attend where we do not restrict you. The perfect studentship will be given to you. All you need to do is surrender. Every piece of knowledge that has ever crossed past your mind will be presented to you. If you are with us when we give this knowledge in the true sense of the word with, then you will receive the information. We do not need you to pay us lip service. We require you to desire this knowledge for yourself. It is very simple. When you've been interested in any particular subject, then the information has been truly received. When you have only attended lectures in order to be seen to be present, then you will not have found it easy to receive the information. Be present with us. And this, you know, this part of this manuscript, which is that first opening, just five pages, you know, is so important. And that brings you to that really important part of, are you present when information is given to you? Do you even know what that means, to be truly present? Because there's a movement to be in the now moment. There's a movement within your consciousness that takes you truly into the now moment. I mean, I learned this through the simple awareness exercise that I've given many times on the show, and it is on our network at www.universallyaware.ning.com. And if you go to the video link at the top of the page and press that, you will see highlighted videos along the top of the first video page, and Katmar actually recorded it off of one of the shows when I did it live and then put it on a separate video, and you can hear the awareness exercise there. And that's one of the easiest ways of starting to comprehend how to shift yourself closer to the present moment. And actually in the present moment, because a lot of people never get it. They never truly get what being in the present moment really is. And it's a shift. There's a shift where you're in one place, which has a heck of a lot to do with your head. And the new place has nothing to do with your head, because it's when you let go. You know, when people say, you know, they're in their head, they're operating from their head. Used to be an old expression, you know, that person over there, they're really in their head. I think it was in kind of the hippie 60s days that came really to the fore. And it was an interesting time that it came to the fore, because that's also when meditation really came into the mainstream, where through meditation as well, you are helping yourself to calm down lower mind, the voice in the head, and realizing that you are not that voice in the head, and that you are something much softer, much quieter, but much stronger and more powerful. And that presence is what you, if you like, attach yourself to when you come into the now moment. That presence is what you are in the now moment. So if you think you're in the now moment and you're still listening to the voice in the head, then you've not made it there yet. Because the now moment is the now moment, and there is no voice in the head. Now, how often and how long you can stay in that is down to how much you've disciplined yourself to stop the voice in the head. And I hope that maybe that's a slightly different way of explaining it than I've ever done before, but it's so, so important to keep, you know, explaining this in all different ways until people get it. And that's what they're actually saying there in that paragraph. I'm just now, having explained a little more about the now moment, I'm just going to go back over that. And this is just very simple. If you hear this and then comprehend what they're truly saying here, it's about being present and in the now moment, in a shift of your consciousness. If you are with us when we give this knowledge in the true sense of the word with, then you will receive the information. We do not need you to pay us lip service. We require you to desire this knowledge for yourself. And then they go on to explain. It's very simple. When you have been interested in any particular subject, then the information has been truly received. When you have only attended lectures in order to be seen to be present, then you will not have found it easy to receive the information. Be present with us. And there's such a difference between sitting in a room and hearing or sitting in a room listening. And there's a big difference between actually hearing it and receiving it. And the difference is, when you're so enthusiastic about a particular subject and you know that you're in the right place at the right time, this is when this state of being truly present comes upon you accidentally. And that's truly what happens, where you're so into what the person's saying, you so want to receive it, you will be present. It's also, you know, if you think back here, I mean, there's lots of occasions for me that come back in here as well, where when do we slip into the present moment without really training ourselves to do so? Another time that you do it is not only when you're enthusiastic because a lecturer that you really love, and you really love their knowledge is talking to you, but you would do it with somebody that you're in love with. You're totally in the present moment. And that's what makes it feel so magical. And then people are trying to hang on to that state. And they think it's to do with the other person, and what it really is to do with is that desire within you to be in the present moment. And certain people will give you that desire to be in that present moment with them. And I've certainly experienced that to the extreme, you know. And for me, the extreme of that came after I already knew the awareness exercise. So I kind of knew what it was, and that it was an accentuation, an emphasis of that state that was actually happening to me. But a lot of people don't understand being present, don't understand, pitching your consciousness in a particular place and shifting your consciousness. So when they fall in love, they put all their energy into that and think it's just the other person, and that they've got to have that other person. And in fact, it's really to do with states of consciousness, and that when you really surrender with another person and you want to be with another person, it's also to do with shifting you into the present. So, and if you understand that, you'll get it more of what you need to do to get there, even when you're on your own. And that is to practice something like the awareness exercise, and actually when you're doing things. And, you know, if we go back to what they've said there about it's very simple when you're interested in a particular subject, then the information has been truly received. I know that when I was given that awareness, awareness exercise at a mystery school some 30 years ago, they talked about what an incredible tool the exercise was for students. And there was a couple of times when I gave that to my children, especially my daughter, when she was trying to revise and take in information for her degree. And I remember going through that with her, and I've gone through it with many, many people over the years, to help them study. Because if you're truly present in a room when information is given, then you truly receive it and you won't forget it. But you've got to be present, and you have to do a shift in consciousness to be so. And what I actually found in research through, you know, I was told this at the mystery school actually all those years ago, that the research showed that if students used a technique of shifting their awareness and their consciousness before they started receiving the information, then they didn't need to revise because they could just recall it. So it's an incredible thing, isn't it? I mean, we live within this vehicle and this body. And we start off with absolute, I know I started off with absolutely no knowledge of how to use it. And I'm so grateful for having met certain people along the way who taught me that, and to have gravitated towards that mystery school that I went to, you know. And had the, I suppose, enthusiasm to learn about, you know, what could truly happen, how I could truly be. And now that information's disseminated, you know, all over the planet much more readily because of the internet. Certainly at the time I learned the different levels of a consciousness and awareness, there was nothing like the internet. And you just had to have been offered it in some other way. But I think, you know, just in that little paragraph, there's so much in that, and they put it so simply. But I know that unless you've perhaps comprehended the shift in awareness that you need to be totally in the now moment, you may not get it, you know. And I'm doing, you know, I'll just do a few little explanations as we go along, because for me, I know just how important that part of it was. The other thing I was going to say was I may get time before the end of the show to actually read you the current channeling that I was given on August the 7th, the day that we were taken off air, because that was all about levels of awareness. That was them reminding us again. And I channeled that 15 minutes before the show on the 7th of August, and then the show wasn't allowed to go out, and then the 14th show wasn't, and the 21st show wasn't. And I think it's very apt that we're now talking about this again, because one of the most, if not the most important thing for everybody as the future, you know, comes towards us here, in this now moment, the things that are changing, the gravitational space, the area in the galactic space that we occupy, we're moving, and we're moving to something completely different. And the one thing you need is awareness, and the one thing you need to do is be in the present moment all the time. In fact, it feels very apt to let me just slot this bit in, because I just feel led here to doing this. And this is the part that they were talking about on the 7th, right? And they're saying that this is what we need to do right now, because of where we're going towards what's actually happening at the end of this cycle. And this is what they said: be aware more than you have ever been aware. If you are not aware, you are not able to discern when the correct information is sitting right in front of you. If you are not aware, you are not able to discern what it is you are meant to be doing at any one time. If you are not aware, you will be fighting for the time after the event has occurred, which basically means you were not awake and aware at the time. If you are not awake and aware, you will be behind in the planning that is required for you to catch up with the information that is required to be assimilated. So we are saying that one of the most important things for you to do is to stay awake at all times. This means being awake when you would normally be asleep. This very often happens when you are doing familiar things like eating, cooking, walking, driving, watching your computer screen, or even your TVs if you have not yet detached yourself from these obnoxious energy frequencies. In order to stay awake, you will need to be practicing staying awake during these familiar activities. These activities are the ones that cause you to drop down in the levels of awareness into more or less robotic states. This is a dangerous state, one that will not serve you well when more and more changes are upon you. It is good to begin the training now. It will then be a habit in a very short period of time. It does not take long to form a habit. It takes longer to begin to break away from bad ones. It will be discipline that is your best guide in the coming months and years. If you begin these disciplines now, then you will be an adept when you are required to use your senses on a more extreme level. These more extreme levels are thought to be difficult, but they are not. It is the first breaks from the old habits that are difficult. In this way, many never begin to try to break away the habits that are keeping them located in the lower regions of the robotic mind rhythms. Those that are able to choose will be those that are able to extend their senses forward at the appropriate time so that they know where they need to be. It will be like shining a device forward, both in space and time, to see safe areas, safe spaces, and safe familiar beings. We speak now of a time ahead, not that far ahead, where many things will come to pass. As they pass, so will many lives, if those living through these times are not awake and aware. To be awake and aware is not just to know what is happening, but how to discern which parts need responding to and how to respond, which direction to go, both within your thoughts and your actions, for both will be choices that you will need to make as the time quickens and the state of the planet reaches the zenith of a cleansing process. And they're saying that there's going to be, I'll read you a little bit more of this. We will begin with the natural events which will be upon you in the next few months. These are many, including many earth shifts, much water falling on your planet, more than you have ever seen before. We will continue with the many events which will be brought about by the surviving Kabbalists of the or elite forces which have taken control of your planet. They have brought through much of the reptilian brain processes and will not stop until they are down in their graves on this earth. We do not suggest that you help them there, for they make their own pathways and their own karmic debts as they accumulate more debris from these lower mind happenings. The first natural events will be more earthquakes, first in the southwestern areas of China, then France, then Mexico. After that, there will be an accumulated earth plate movement, which will entail many places at the one time. This is when one plate knocks onto another, which uses an energy retaliation and forces more energy to rise between the plates. The accumulated plate movement will be more like an accumulator. It will keep jettisoning energy through different areas. Some areas will be affected in a devastating way. Others will just be touched, much like when a sea rolls around and then subsides. It is not something that can be stopped. All of these actions are needed in order for the energy imbalances around your Earth planet to be healed and balanced. Much will be undone, which means that at the end of these times, much will require making up again. This will enable things to come to a more balanced organization, which incorporates energies from the Earth in a respectful and sacred way. Much will be needed to be rebuilt from scratch, which will enable new thoughts, new projections of energy, inspiration, and creativity. Nothing will be in vain. It will be part of the reorganization of a modern Earth plan, one of new order, but from a stance of energy orderliness, not from power order, as has been in the past. Nothing will be out of kilter with the earth energies. She will participate in your plane. She will assist you in building up again much of the structure, but from a soulful state of mind, one controlled from the soul, not one from the lower minds of uncultured men. So that's the piece that we were given on August the 7th, and I think it's good that it has actually been read live on air, since we've had 3 weeks where every part of my system here was being changed so that I couldn't ever get back on. And now we're back in a different way. I'm just going to carry on with a little bit more after this awareness bit, and then we'll chat a bit about what's going on right now for other people too. When we first approached your planet Earth, there were very few people who could sense our presence. Now we are acceptable to many more. We will be adjusting our vibrations to all of you who ask for our presence. We are multidimensional energy forms and can adjust to many different frequencies. It will become easier as time goes by to reach many, many more. The presence of the time frame concept has prevented us from being freely available to the masses. It has been when a person has penetrated through this notion of time barriers that we have become available and in contact with them. On many occasions, this has happened without the conscious action of the participator. Now we have many more consciously in contact with us. This must now accelerate even further so that the energies coming into the planet Earth are heightened. So, it's interesting, isn't it, that when you hear these words, I mean, I received these words in 1992 was when it started. So the first book was channeled first. So this must, the second book was probably channeled around 94. So we're actually looking at nearly 20 years ago. Now, when you hear those words, there's a lot of words like this bounded around now, isn't there? When you think of it, that, you know, a lot of people are channeling, a lot of people are, some people are truthfully channeling, and a lot of it is coming through regurgitation of other people's stuff, but also a mock-up. There's a lot of people out there who are just mocking up similar sorts of ideas, and it doesn't have the resonance and it doesn't have the power in the information. And a lot of it is, you know, very love and light without any of the essence and without the actual facts. You'll find that too. But when I look back at this and think that this actual manuscript was given 20 years ago, it's pretty phenomenal, really, because, you know, we had all the information. And I know that at the time I was around other people who also had books out there that gave similar information. So somehow, you know, a lot of this real information got sidelined at the time, 20 years ago. And it was, I know my book sold around the world, but it was thousands. It was a few thousand at the time. It certainly wasn't tens of thousands when the first book went out there. And by the time I gave the second book to the publisher, he decided this script that I'm reading you now was too futuristic. And, because this was after and still talking, this was not only after some of the earth changes and the earth cleansing, but it was still involved in that and talking about more. And he really didn't want to go there. But now we know is the time to face what the reality is and where we go within ourselves. That's the most important thing, is who we are and how we can hold our own frequency. Hi, I've got somebody online. Who am I speaking to tonight?
Hi, Linda. This is Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hi. I've had to take the summer off, so I spent the last 2 days just catching up on all of the shows, you know. So
oh, really?
Today, yeah. I had a move and everything, very similar to what you've gone through. So finally settled down, hooked up into the internet, and just really wanted to call in and thank you for what you do. And as you read, and I read your manuscript, probably I think I got it from you like 2010. And I've been waylaid with Lyme disease, and I was so, so sick. And when I read your manuscript, I just felt this charge come through me like I've never felt with any of this kind of readings and so on before. I mean, like, I'm a lifelong student of, you know, studying all of this stuff. And even now, as you're reading it on the air, I just get so charged.
It resonates with you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
About the Lyme's, actually, and talking about that, did you get it sorted? Because you had a lot of health ideas that you told us on air, didn't you, at the time? Did you mm-hmm. have you managed to really hold the Lyme's? Is it gone?
Absolutely. You know, during the journey of the whole process, I surrendered to it. I understood that it was the gift. I took it as an opportunity to raise my vibration. I did all of that. And now part of my move was turning my new space that I've been blessed with into like a rejuvenation center so that I can keep up this higher vibration and then help others through health counseling. So it's just been a fantastic, challenging, amazing journey.
And it's all about need to sometimes move, don't we, to be in a different space, in a different part of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
For me, in just the last few weeks, it's really pulled me into who I am, even more than I was before. Just
yeah. And there was one of the shows you mentioned that, you know, like the Venus transit, the shift. I felt that myself, and I even went out to Mount Shasta in California, which is the crown chakra of the earth, to see the Venus transit. And it was amazing. I was with an amazing group of people, and it was ever since then I've felt this calm assurance and understanding, you know, is just effortless. Really effortless. So, as I said, when I hear the readings from your manuscript, it's just so true.
You know, what I'm feeling is, I mean, I was going to start, I had them originally where I read them on YouTube. And what happened, this was a few years ago now, it's got to be about 4 or 5 years ago they went on there. And they slowly got... like this sound got taken off them, and that certainly somebody was out there who didn't want those to be listened. And so I had to take them off in the end because they were just silent. Get the sound back on them, and now I've been thinking about putting the manuscript on YouTube again. But what I realize is, I can read it live on air. This is just happening spontaneously. Really happened tonight. I thought I'm going to read right from the beginning, but I've realized that I can actually incorporate it, you know, on the show, and then Katmar actually he takes the show and puts it on YouTube, so we're going to have the whole manuscript. If we get
I think people are more ready for it also now. You know, everyone's waking up, even to the point where there was one show you were reading, and I was, you know, straightening my things up, and I always find stars everywhere. They're for whatever reason, just everywhere I go, on the ground, whatever. So I was cleaning my things, and I found just a scrap of wrapping paper. I'm like, oh my God, there's stars on that, right? And then there was a piece of scotch tape that was hanging off it. So whenever I get my little representations, I always save them. So I said, oh, I got to cut off that scotch tape. What, just as I was doing that, this is what you read. Be the warrior. Do not scotch over. It's like, I cracked up. You're talking about the New World Order. I mean, that's the way it happens for me.
Oh, how amazing.
I never even heard the term scotch over. You know, it was like my jaw just dropped. It's that kind of thing that always happens.
And when I was checking over the manuscript to make sure I'd got all the spelling right, I remember that with a friend thinking, that's really strange word. Got to keep it in. We never
really,
you know, but we both said how it was to use that phrase, but I wouldn't have it changed, so it stayed in the manuscript. So there you go. I reckon there's
there you go.
You know, there's all sorts of bits, and I think things like that are getting stronger and stronger and more.
Right, and I realize if the other caller is, could you not breathe so heavily into the phone because it makes the sound go in and out?
No, sorry, I didn't know you could hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
And the lady finish first. Yeah. Susan.
Yeah. So this the illness. You know, I just turn around and say, okay, that's you know my new higher vibration. That's my mission. Help everybody with that. So. Again, I just wanted to thank you and say you are right on. Just keep going. It's good.
Somebody is responding to that because sometimes it's a hard haul when you've been given information like this and other people want to get into other dramas, you know, but I feel it's the time is now to just hang on to the right information, you know,
sure.
And not
distract
at all. So I'm really refining it in now on what I do, what I get involved with completely. Thank you for your, you know, take on this. That's really brilliant and how much it's helped you. I love that.
Thank you, Linda. All right. Well, I'll let the other caller speak and I'll keep on listening.
Wow.
Hi there, Linda.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, Jenny. Sorry, I was going to try and cut in and tell you that we could hear the sound. But
it's breathing because I've had a cough. So I was breathing like that to stop me coughing. I didn't realise anybody could hear me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and we were talking earlier, but we were actually
messing.
You just didn't you that you because you had a fear coming up, haven't you? Of like
I fear of letting go and surrendering to it. Yes, I felt at the same time as if I was being pulled.
Yeah,
pulled. You know, pulled by my higher guidance, pulled by another dimension. Every time I went to bed at night, I felt like I was just being pulled and pulled. And then I thought, well, I give up. I'm just going to let go. And if I disappear off the face of the earth, I disappear. But it was quite interesting because it was as if I was going into my brain and as if I was actually at the center of my brain, which is not what I expected at all. Yet I was one and I was everything, but I could hear, you know, that when I asked a question, it was we, you know, rather than I. We are, you know, we are saying we are. And there was a sense of no time, timelessness. And as if everything was overlapping, all the different dimensions were just like overlapping each other. It's very bizarre, but it still looked like I was on a cushion sitting in the middle of my brain thinking this is a nice sort of soft area, which I knew was my brain, yet I was in it, if you understand what I mean. That sounds very bizarre, I know, but it was as if I was in my cortex.
That's possibly how it is. Like, what we've done is we've just landed here in this body.
Yes.
I mean, we're beyond this body, and we weren't always in this body, so it's got to be something like that, isn't it? And I just think we don't take enough time to go into that understanding, you know?
And the sides of the brain were talking to each other. So it was as if there was communication switching from one side to the other. It was bizarre. All I can say is it just felt completely comfortable and as if I was sort of interactive. I can't explain. As if I was an interactive part of it and it was... But I lost my eye, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so you're sitting on the cushion and then the different and the right... So the
energies were just crossing all the time, you know. It felt as if
interesting. It's interesting. You're like the essence, the real essence is sitting on the cushion, watching the distraction between the left and the right brain.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. And
it is that we're just using this mechanism.
It was bizarre. And also, you know, it wasn't at all frightening. And then when I sort of had enough of being in that, I just chose to come out of it again. And it felt as if, I don't know, almost as if it was just a place of creation. You know, it was quite very interesting. You know, it didn't feel uncomfortable, but it also felt like I had to surrender.
Yeah.
You're talking about the surrender on a deep, deep level before I got, you know, I have been surrendering over the last few weeks. So it's just, I obviously reached a point of surrender where I could do it and just let go and just experience it instead of questioning what would it be like, you know, which is what you tend to do, isn't it? It's quite interesting.
It was that at night?
Yeah, you know, well, not asleep, but before I went to sleep, if you understand the place between awake and sleep, really.
So in the morning, what have you experienced since then? Can you feel like you're not so attached? Because I think when people are scared of the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, you know, and what is going to really happen, the scary bit for them is that that is not where they're going, but what they're letting go of, isn't it?
I think, like your other caller, and I missed her name. I'm sorry, I missed your other caller's name because I was... she must have been coming in the same time as me, but when she talked about the Venus transit, since the Venus transit, I've felt different as well. So that my guidance has become, I'm not struggling to get it anymore. It's just there all the time. So, you know, I have been altering more rapidly since the Venus transit, which is interesting. Yeah,
but just now, when you got up the morning after, and since you experienced, what did you can you see slight differences in how attached and how non-attached you are? Do you understand what I mean? Because I think that's a problem for people.
Yes,
to the 3D and
no, I'm not so attached to the 3D.
What do you notice? What has dropped away, if anything? Because sometimes it's small things, it's small...
Many things. Today, I mean, for instance, I would never miss my lunch, which sounds bizarre. But if I had to go without eating, it would be... I'd be thinking, well, I could have eaten this or that. And I just didn't really want to eat. And I thought, what's going on here? There's something... And it's almost like I'm feeding off the higher energy, so
that's
Do you understand what I mean by that? Identifying with food in a big way.
Identifying with the habit and the rhythm of your life in a big way that's always been, that people have to have lunch.
I know that sounds a bit bizarre, but, you know, it's like...
I might talk about it in terms of what people see as normal, because that's what we're dealing with, is that, you know, to a certain extent, there's still things we do so... Well, I don't think I'm particularly normal in any way, but I know that that's the bit that you have to get out of when you get more and more detached, is that you drop away... They start to drop away, the normality and the system and familiarity starts to drop away, because that's what has to drop away in order for you to live more spontaneously in the now, doesn't it?
Another thing was I noticed was about a client who said she wanted to come at dinner time, and I thought before I wouldn't have entertained that either, which is a lot around meals going on here, isn't there? And I just thought it doesn't matter, because there doesn't actually have to be a routine. All there has to be is the interactions rather than the actual structure of it, because it's meant to be anyway. It's hard to explain. Does that make sense?
No, it's not hard for people to understand this, because most people are locked into a routine and locked into an attachment to food and what they need. And I mean, me, you can go, you know, I'm somebody who's done a lot of 10-day, like, rice diets and 10-day just eating fruit and, you know, not eating very much at all at different stages in my life as well. So I kind of understand that you can shift the momentum there a lot. And I don't have regular meal times at all. And have could go all day having perhaps eaten a smoothie in the morning and then can go quite happily all day. But I know a lot of people, see, this is really good for people to hear that when you have a shift in your consciousness and in your presence, it shifts the patterns, doesn't it? And it's so important.
Yeah, the other time I remember when I had something several years ago that I felt as if I had a huge energy shift that actually went up into my brain once before, and that was a long time ago, but that changed a lot for me as well, but in a more subtle way, you know. And they told me at the time that was an infusion. So that's right. Quite interesting. And can you hear me all right?
Yeah, that's higher energy. It's an infusion.
Yeah, it was an infusion. And I'd gone to bed and I remember I was actually staying at a friend's house. And I woke up, say, 1 in the morning and it was almost like this light was rising up into my brain. And I got this voice, you're now receiving an infusion. And I thought that was quite interesting because I, you know, didn't really know what it was about. But I was also aware that the higher beings, or whatever you call them, light beings, could give you these so-called infusions in energy along the way to raise you for this time now. So, you know, when people say, oh, you have to go through this DNA upgrade, or you have to have this done, or you have to have these codes, or I don't actually believe in any of that at all. I don't think that's right.
I think on our natural path, you know, if we're asking to receive, we receive. And I don't think you have courses to receive it, or you have to just keep raising your own energy. I certainly haven't done anything like booked into a course to be given upgrades or codes or anything like that. I haven't done any of that. And I'll tell you what I find quite complex is all this talk about activating your Merkaba. I feel like, my God, I really don't feel like I've got to go through some never-ending sort of education on how to use my light body. I think it's activating anyway. I feel all sorts of, like you, going on. But, you know, I think, Jenny, that they're actually down to our choice, though, because I know they happen to me, if I think back, they're happening when I'm asking and I'm thinking and I'm talking about, I'm going to up the ante here. I'm going to actually be more disciplined. I'm going to put more of this in. I want to experience this. This is when it happens.
Sorry, when you said about, like, moving in and out of awareness, I remember several times when, I think I might have mentioned this to you before, when I was a child and it suddenly occurred to me that I would be walking along the road, just feeling none of this is real at all. None of this is real. There's something else that is real, but I don't know what it is. And so, you know, I think because I was very sensitive, I always had a curious mind anyway. And I was open to it from a young age. And I used to reach a stress level when I was in my 20s, and I worked as a legal secretary, and I was pushed all the time to sort of complete certain things. And I used to reach a stress level, and then I just used to say, actually, I can cut off from that completely in 5 seconds if I choose sort of like choose the other reality. And then I just used to switch into it, and this big calmness used to come over me. Yeah. And so I was in and out of it then, if you understand what I mean. Even from my 20s, I was able to switch into a different scenario where I would say, right, I choose to be happy now and I'm calm. And that would go on, say, for about another week. And then I might go back into the stress again. But there was choices even then, because I was aware enough to clock it, if you know what I mean. Have a degree of control over my own, whether I choose to be positive or happy, or whether I choose to go down a hole, so to speak.
Did you lose contact with that? Because we do sometimes, don't we, with the stuff that we remember earlier on. Did you go through a phase when you were married and had the kids when you kind of moved away? Because a lot of people do. I know
Yes, I did, until when I was 28. Because I think when I was that, they say that your life goes in 7-year cycles, and I actually believe 28 was a big one with me. And then I got in touch with other people that could see auras, and started meeting and getting involved in meditation again when I was 28, so it wasn't that long, although I was married at 20, so that was about 8 years of just doing the mum thing, really. And during those 8 years, that was quite interesting when I think back about it. I didn't listen to any music, and I was quite just cut off all round, really. I didn't actually... I sort of cut off from happiness altogether, just for routine, you know. It's just bizarre. Didn't even listen to music.
Yeah.
That's what went on. And then, like I said before, I suddenly started doing automatic writing and connecting to crystals. And I had no idea there was any energy in crystals. Nobody had said anything, but I just got one, bought this crystal in Felixstowe and started holding it. And it was actually through holding a crystal that I connected to the light, so to speak, and then started to open up more. And then thought, what is going on? You know, and then had books flying off shelves and all sorts of things happening, guiding me. So
it is us asking, isn't it? Because you obviously came out of the domestic bliss or not, and then woke up, and then what you're doing is your energy changes, doesn't it? Because you got back to who you were, and then your energy.
I got that, yeah.
Asking, I think it's us asking. I feel like. When we come forward in any way, I know that what the higher beings have always said to me is, just put your hand up. You've got to, they do not walk over us and try and take control of us. So, that, you know, we're down on a planet of free will. So you have to ask. And I feel like we ask in many ways. It doesn't always have to be words. We ask in our behavior. We ask in our thoughts. We ask in our actions of what we're doing, and then they come in and complement that, I think. And that's
I think that's right. It's right that it's when you ask, because desire energy is the strongest energy there is, isn't there? You could say it's intent or desire energy. I think Linda Goodman used to call it desire energy, didn't she? Still, intent is the strongest force in the universe, though.
Yeah. Right, it's the intent, because it doesn't have to be words. It's just what you're putting out, isn't it? And I think people need to understand that, because a lot of people out there are making a lot of money out of people thinking they got to be educated into, go on a lot of courses to learn how to be in their real state. And I think it's all to do with moving within your own energy and opening yourself up, like you're saying here. And just going, I always say to people, go towards your fascinations. If something fascinates you, go towards it. If a place fascinates you, go to that place. Because that's part of your blueprint. That's part of your map. And I think that's what you're talking about here, because you started meeting with other people, going to meditation, didn't you? All sorts of things opened up there.
Yes, exactly. And also my psychic abilities, because then I used to get things, and that's the first time I used to start telling people things that I got. And I thought, well, you know, it was like I was making it up as I went along, and then realized that it wasn't at all, that I was actually bringing through, you know, at that time, spirit and different things, although, you know, now I tend to sort of connect in a different way. It was all a fascinating journey. And we used to talk for hours and hours and hours, you know, the people who were all interested in the same sort of thing. But yes, it was amazing. And then obviously, I think I told you before about going to see David Icke and that sort of thing. That woke me up a little bit more, but I thought I was going completely crazy then.
Well, just over the weekend about that when you do start to open up to how this world is really operating on a 3D level, then you first of all, you can get very depressed, very paranoid and very angry. You don't go into enlightenment through it right off. You don't go into thinking, oh, that's great, I know that. You go into a lot of different emotions when you first go into that material. But do you know what? I think what's happened, and this is to do with the internet as well, a lot of people have stayed at that stage. They're still furious. They're still resentful about how this planet's been run. And that's not the issue. None of that is the issue. I mean, it's good, it's excellent to be aware of it, and I think everybody needs to be aware of it. And I hope I think I've done a pretty good job making people aware of that as well. But I do feel like the time now, it's certainly the time for me to move out of teaching that stuff, you know, because I've always done a dual job, really, teaching, you know, what's really going on in the 3D world and then showing people what is possible on the other levels. But it feels to me like, for me, that part's dropped away. And that's not now part of my remit. My remit is something else. And that's to carry on giving out the higher framework of information now. But certainly that was part of my journey as well, going to David Icke and hearing all that stuff. You know, and I think it still is going to be part of other people's journey. But what I would say to people is, don't stop at that point. That's a horrendous point to stop at, because that don't do you any good. Just to know, you've got to then delve into what, you know, who am I beyond this?
Exactly. I agree, because you know, to me, we've got to move out of fear, and we have to manifest that we are safe, really. So we are safe. But if we are in the duality still, we're not focusing on our bliss and the light so much, are we? I don't think so, anyway.
No, and do you know something comes to my mind? Because I know that you and I have often laughed and talked about our dramas that we have been pulled into, right, over the years. So how the interesting question for me is, what in the dramas of life on the 3D level will you miss? It's just an interesting question.
I don't know I can say that, really, because that's not an in the now question anyway. What will I miss? That's a future question. I have no idea. I just feel at the moment what I'm doing is, if you're talking about all the jobs that I've had and chucked because they drove me crazy, I certainly won't miss any of those, because since I've decided I'm only going to do what I want to do, it seems to be working quite well. You know, I'm now attracting clients. So as I thought before, it's sort of like, it would be like going on holiday.
Yeah.
And making a big sandcastle and putting a flag in it. And, you know, somehow when you should be slogging hard, you know. But that.
That's pattern.
It's a different sort of thing, isn't it? You know, you can actually enjoy your work. You can build the same sandcastle, but you can build it with, you know what I'm trying to say here. I'm not using a very good analogy here. So I'm actually can be on holiday and there's nothing the matter with it. What's the matter with building that sandcastle? Because we weren't here to suffer. We're here to live our bliss and our joy, aren't we? And that joy extends out to others.
No,
so that's all we have to do. Live in joy and live in bliss.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, you know, the reason I've asked you that is that we have talked, both of us, about dramas that both of us have got involved in and we've laughed sometimes and we've, you know, been involved in dramas and we've taught. And it's really interesting because I think what you get to is a point where you realize that there is nothing to miss in that. There is not. We don't have to have any of that going on at all. And I haven't thought of the job one is an interesting one, isn't it? I'm glad you brought that up because I wasn't really thinking in that direction. But that's a really interesting one because most people are stuck in the lie that you go to work and then after that you enjoy yourself. Whereas for me, it's always been that work has been enjoyable and I was lucky to follow my own heart in that a long time ago. But I know that a lot of other people don't do that, and that's so sad, isn't it? And it's good to have somebody on here who's doing that and understands what the difference is. Do you see what I'm saying? That you could keep following the pattern and knocking the sandcastle down.
That's it. You've got it.
Thinking, Jesus, I can't stand this anymore, and I'll move on and build another little one, and then realise that isn't it either. I mean, you don't have to do any of that anymore. Once you get it, that exactly what you've said, we're not here to play that game really at all. I'm not saying it's easy, because for a lot of people it isn't easy, because it's...
No.
In each family, I feel like we get ingrained into us during our childhood certain things, don't we? And some families have horrendous tools of ingraining into their children, like the religious tool.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard one to move. I didn't have that. I was lucky on that one. But others do have the work ethic. Like you go to work and you put your bit of effort in, you know, and you get your little wage out and you're grateful. That never came true really for a few years, but it didn't really ring true.
Well, my father used to say, it's work, it's not enjoyable, it's work. That's what I heard. So it's like, it was never meant to be enjoyable. It never could be enjoyable. It was work. It's work. You know, so that's what I used to hear. And
you've never said that before. That is
haven't
not,
I?
But that is... blowing. But I mean, I know it's that and worse that happens to people to initiate them into the matrix, isn't it? It's like you have an initiator, and quite often it is your mum and your dad or your school teacher or what have you, you know, or your religious instruction person, like a vicar or a reverend or somebody who ingrains it in you that how it is. And that's where, if you do start to meditate and use awareness exercises and stuff like that, you do start to drop the patterns, I think. I mean, what would you put yours down to? Because you said you've gone through a lot of shifts over the last short period of time, really.
What would I put down to? My patterns of behaviour?
No, the good stuff. What,
oh,
what?
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I first of all felt at the Venus transit, like your previous caller. I'm sorry, but I didn't catch what her name was. But then I felt as if my guidance had moved in permanently. So there wasn't a gap between me and the messages I was getting. So before it was, I had to sort of wait for the connection. And now it's there all the time. So we're not like separate anymore. It's as if we are one together.
Yeah.
You know,
what you've changed. Haven't you done a lot more meditation, though? Because aren't you making...
Oh, yeah. I am, yeah. Well, now I've got my room, you see. I've got my new therapy room, and I go and I've got my chair, and I go and sit in there, and I'm doing it every single day. So,
right.
This
is good for people to hear, because when the connection seems to be there more, people could be sitting at home waiting for the connection to be there more. But actually, you've put in quite a lot of effort where you've
definitely.
And I'm not saying here, and I know a lot of people get confused about this when we talk about this connection. You don't get necessarily connection when you're meditating. You meditate in a formal way to stop the strength and power of the lower mind. But you get the connection at other times, don't you?
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And also, since I've been doing yoga, that's made an awful lot of difference as well. I didn't think it would. I just thought it's a form of exercise that will keep me sort of more flexible, but it's actually helping slow me down as well. It's helping focus. It's helping balance. It's just making a lot of difference doing the yoga. Yeah.
Yoga, meditation, let's get real here. See, you haven't just been sitting around waiting for the connection to be there all the time. You've actually been putting in effort that pays off. Because I think it's important to say that. What about diet and that? Haven't you been doing a lot more live food and stuff like that as well?
Yeah, I've been better with the food as well that I've been eating as well, yeah.
Interesting.
All round, really.
Yeah, and it pays off.
The difference is I've wanted to do it. Since the Venus transit, I've wanted to go and do the meditation. Instead of thinking, oh, I've got to go and meditate now or otherwise, you know, I won't be able to get where I want to. I've actually wanted to go and meditate. There's a huge difference in that.
But also, don't you think that gained momentum? Because I remember when you first started really doing more meditation, when you were talking to me about it was like necessity, because you knew you wanted to straighten out where you were coming from, so you put in more formal meditation, didn't you? See, and that's something that I think people don't get. When you start to do it, you make yourself do it, don't you? But do you know what, it happens naturally that you start, the more you meditate, the more you calm down the lower mind, the more enjoyable it is, and the more you get the benefits in the times in between the meditation. Don't you think? I mean, that's how I know how it worked for me in the early days, is that it started to calm my mind, and it started to make me more discerning about what I did, who I spoke to, what I said. And so my life was gathering momentum. And then I enjoyed doing the meditation more because my life was different. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, off, it gathers momentum. I don't know whether I think there was good energy coming in. This could be a cumulative thing, I think, that happens to you.
I also think, Linda, that you see the rewards, because if you are able to start manifesting the things that you want in your life, then that's actually going to make you want to meditate, because literally, you know, things have been coming to me, small things that I've been asking for. I have been asking for massive things, but within like 2 to 3 days and it's there. So, you know, it does make you feel, obviously, as if you're going in the right direction then, because it's evidence. It's like you've got your lights at the edge of your path, you know. That's what it is. It's unfolding in front of you once you've manifested something. So, it becomes easier, doesn't it?
Don't manifest it until you completely get it, where you know that you've got to feel the thing and know that it's coming to make it come. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you meditate and you're not in the now moment, you can't do that. All you can do is want something, and wanting something doesn't bring it. But when you get into the higher energies, because you're calmer and more discerning, then the space in your mind can start manifestation. I still see it. It's the same thing. It's you can't manifest unless you can put the intent in the right way. And you can't put the intent in the right way unless you have a calm mind, a trusting mind that can put intent out. So I think it all gathers momentum as you go along.
It does gather momentum, because something I thought about yesterday, just yesterday, considering I saw as a possibility for having today when looking on FreeCycle, but it was only a thought that I thought, well, shall I have that? That would be nice, wouldn't it? And then I saw it today and I thought, do you want that? And I thought, no, I don't know, I do really. I'll just leave it for someone else. But it was almost as if I was offered the choice there and then from my thoughts the previous day. And I mean, you don't get much quicker than that, really. I just think it's incredible. And I think that everybody's going to be able to do this soon. I mean, this is how the new earth is evolving in a way. If we don't have money, we'll be able to manifest what we want. So it's going to be...
We're moving energies with that, aren't we? We're moving because... Really interesting, the FreeCycle thing that you brought that up, because that was the only thing I wrote down, because I find it fascinating that you can just get these emails come through. And for people who don't understand FreeCycle, UK, as far as I know, it's a site done in local groups. So the site I belong to is Sudbury and Hadley, that's right around my area, and you just get the emails come through, people offering free stuff. And then if you've got something, you can offer it as well. Mm. And Jenny's right. I mean, that is you work through your own energies there and your own intent. And she went and picked up a mobile phone today. Just had to motor out a few miles out of the town to pick this phone up because mine had broken. But I feel like what we're doing is the mobile phone out there. And when you put your intent, your frequency is matching it.
I know, because some people, you know, it's like if it's meant to come to you, it will come to you. But there could be hundreds of people ask for that or want it. But obviously, it's as if that your higher guidance thinks it should come to you. It comes to you. But if you ask for somebody else, like, I saw some photography magazines, and my son, as you know, is a photographer and he does videos, but he's recently got more into, he wants to do wedding photography. And there was a whole load of photography magazines on there, like, you know, something like about 50 or more professional photographer was giving away. And I said, you know, I'd really like these for my son. And within seconds, you know, it's like I got a reply, and they came to me to give to him. So that's really amazing.
People, I love it because, you know, and when I had one thing that I've offered so far, because I really haven't got everything sorted out here in the it's such fun because people come and pick stuff up and it's a joy to them. And then, you know, it's like what we're doing is like it's like a map of intent going out there. Mm. But think about how we do it. It's definitely through the power of our intent. We're not actually manifesting. When we say manifest, we're not manifesting that thing to be made and appear. What we're doing is we're moving it from one destination to another, in a way, aren't we? And our frequency shines the light of that being ours. And that's how it works. I mean, it's moving energy around the planet. And I think the more people who get involved in FreeCycle, the better, because it's an amazing energy where you just go and pick it up, you smile, the person smiles, you hand it over, and you... today when I went to pick up my mobile phone, the guy actually came out, so I didn't have to knock on the door. He saw me coming up the road or saw me outside the house, and it was so simple. It was knocking on the door announcing myself, and it, you know, we both smiled. I said thank you, really grateful, and got in the car and drove off. And it's like, sometimes you get that where you go and pick something.
Yep.
I really love the energy of it. And
it
I think
is brilliant.
And everybody should join their group, FreeCycle. Just FreeCycle.com, isn't it?
Maybe they can start one in the US as well, you know, if they haven't got one over there, because you could start one up. And the idea of it is really the recycling, isn't it? Because it saves on the landfill, because your items aren't going to be dumped. They're going to somebody else. I mean, I had a bike that needed repairing, an old boy's bike. And the guy that came to pick it up said, oh, yeah, I can fix that up in no time. You know, that would be great for my son. So, you know, it is, there is a right person out there for your thing. It's just great.
Yeah. It's amazing what gets put. I love it. When on FreeCycle today, and it was a roll of greaseproof paper, and I'm thinking, how far is that? But there's somebody out there who does loads of paper who's going to want that greaseproof paper, you know? And it's like, well, they might even spend the project. And I thought, how crazy? And then I thought, oh, it isn't crazy, is it? It's not. Wait. To be in your town and hasn't got to travel, they've just got to knock on your door and say, yes, please, I'll have that. You know, I would never dream of putting a roll of greaseproof paper on there, but I do feel that, yeah, they've got it right. Anything that you've got to and it's amazing because you sit and look at your emails and I get them all coming through, and you, as soon as the item's gone, you have to put taken so that people don't bother to keep replying.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Taken, and you're thinking, wow, another bit of magic happened over there. Somebody, and I have seen people ask, you can also ask for what you want and see if anybody's got it. And I've seen people who've moved somewhere and they haven't got furniture, and they just ask, has anybody got furniture?
I've seen that. That's incredible, isn't it?
And it's wonderful to do it. So I hope
they ask for everything, don't they? They ask, or they say, you know, we're getting married or something and we need this and this, and those people will come forward and give them those items, which is great, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've seen that. I was thinking about my pizza oven I want to build, but I'm going to do it with Adobe. But it was really funny because I've seen gravel and you know, the stuff that you mix up, what do they call it, The grit and gravel that you need. Then I saw a half a bag of cement come up on there. I've seen all sorts. I haven't claimed them for myself because I'm not ready to build a pizza oven. And I quite fancy building one with adobe clay and all sorts, with the straw kind of in a bit that you burn away to get the shape. But anyway, it's so funny because I was thinking, well, I could have built all sorts of stuff with all the, you know, stuff that's actually been on there. I love everybody listening in the chat room to join their FreeCycle group on the internet, and then keep the energy going all around the planet, and well, at least all around the UK. We'll have to try and find out whether this is actually happening in other cities, other countries, and see if it is going in the United States, because this is what we need to do. We're doing a longer part of the matrix in that way. And it does take people being able to give. See, there's a whole surrendering has to go on here for people not to take it to a car boot and to put certain things on the FreeCycle and to realize that they're going to get other stuff back from the FreeCycle. I think that's a whole letting go lesson for people first, though, that they learn to, you know, and that they're giving knowing that they also will receive, because a big part of our culture that everything has to be paid for, and we certainly need to get into this. And the other one to get involved in, if you've got good area, is LETS, which is local exchange trading. Last time I looked, there was over 400 groups in the UK that trade themselves, and that's a great way where you're offering services. That's not so much items, that's services. So you go and clean for somebody and they cut your hair. Or you go and do a bit of plumbing for somebody and they come and mend your electrics. And not even the same person, you get points, so you don't have to deal with the same person. Mm-hmm. You just gather points on your account, and you can spend them with any of your traders. Yeah, you were going to say.
Yeah, they do meetups where they trade vegetables and all sorts of jam and things as well. You know, it is items as well.
I think there was a controversy when I was involved with it, which is years and years ago, because the tax man tried to tax items. If you passed items between you, then the tax man decided, and there was a court case taken on, but the tax man lost. But they were going to try and do it again, I think. So there was lots of groups who didn't include items like that.
Well, they do I think it's the one that's Ipswich area. They do have, you know, they have like a plant sale, and they have days like that as well. People bring fruit and vegetables, and I swapped damsons last year as well. You know, bags of damsons or nets. So yeah, you know, it's a good thing to get involved with.
Well, that
all moving towards. Sorry.
Well, no, I was going to. If we're involved with Let's and we're involved in Freecycle, it's starting a whole new culture and a whole new community, isn't it?
Exactly. I think it'd be good maybe to do an online one like that as well, you know, combining. I know there's Freecycle, but do like a Let's online, because as far as I know, there isn't like, it's not got a website. I might be wrong. I don't think so. You know, to do, you know.
Let's UK has got a website, but I don't know whether any of them, I know you can get your pack to start your group, but whether any of the locals actually do it online, I'd be surprised if they didn't, because it's a very good way of doing it. I mean, any local group of Let's could actually operate online, couldn't it? Well, I'll check that out maybe for next time. Well, I can't believe this, but we're 3 minutes to go, so that's... that's taking care of the live show for the first time in a month. And I think we've talked about a good spectrum of actual ways of living here, starting with the spiritual and looking at how we also change the way that we live within the physical right now. And I think it's all power to the cause here of us evolving as the real higher level beings that we truly are and living it out here on planet Earth. And who knows what happens after that? I can say that all I know is we're going to a better form of living. How about you? How do you feel about that?
I think it's brilliant. I think we're moving in the right direction. We've got to learn to be able to give and receive equally, and I think that we're all moving there to getting ready for that now, aren't we?
Yeah.
The giving and receiving in balance. If you understand, we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, true. I'm going to play us out, and I was just going to remind people to go on to the network at www.universallyaware.ning.com, where we've got over 3,500 videos on all sorts of knowledge of what's going on in the health fields, the political field, the science field, and everything in between. On the network to educate you, and we're still keeping that whole network going there with all sorts of subjects. And if people would like to get hold of a copy of my book, then just go on to the network and you'll see the advert for it down the right-hand side. I never remember the link to go to, except that it's called Book of Secrets, and it will be under my name, Linda Jostin. Amazon.co.uk. Jenny, quickly give your title of your book, because I know you've got a book out there too. Oh, she's gone offline. Anyway, check on Jenny Lynch on her Facebook page and you'll see Jenny. Silver Lining is one of her books. She also has another book out. I'm going to play us out again with Miss Magical Grandchildren's Destiny, because I just love this song. And I'm just going to give a find her on Facebook page, spelt with a K, Miss Magical, and her live appearances that she does, I think it's about once a fortnight, are great. Join in on those. You'll see the adverts on her Facebook page. And here we go. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
We can fight for change with love. Linking up for change with love. As we worship, so it shall be. Grandmothers, grandfathers, grandchildren's destiny.
Change.